One of the big items in that budget is charged by the Pentagon. It's the most expensive fighter jet ever built, the F-22, known as the Raptor. It was designed to fight advanced planes of the old Soviet Union, and President Obama has said he wants to cut Cold War weapons systems. But cutting the F-22 is not as easy as the choice might seem. Here's the political dilemma. Cutting the F-22 would save money, but also cost thousands of jobs. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
The F-22 is, simply put, cool. Official videos of the plane, set to a techno beat, show it diving, spinning, attacking like the bird of prey it's named after. Missiles leap out of its body from hidden doors. Cannons pop out from the sides. It can fly at supersonic speeds without afterburners. That speed and its stealth will, it's claimed, allow it to take out its targets before they even know it's there. That's the idea, anyway. That idea doesn't come cheap. $65 billion for 184 aircraft so far. That's about $355 million a plane. And there is one other issue.
We're fighting two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the F-22 has not performed a single mission in either theater.
That's Defense Secretary Robert Gates last year. He's pointing out one of the questions about the F-22. The plane was designed in the mid-1980s. Its mission was to assure air dominance over advanced Soviet fighter planes. But the world and warfare have changed. Now, it's not really clear what the F-22 will be used for or fight against. Most analysts say future wars are much more likely to be so-called low-intensity conflicts like Iraq and Afghanistan. Even so, the Air Force is expected to ask the Obama administration to sign off on 60 more planes over the next 3 years. Winslow Wheeler is an analyst with the Center for Defense Information. He's a longtime critic of the F-22. He says the Air Force can't move beyond its Cold War past.
It's holy writ in the Air Force. They can't figure out what to do without this airplane, and they have not thought their way out of that box.
No more important weapon system in my mind to the United States Air Force and the national security of the United States than the F-22.
Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia has a different view.
America has dominated the airways since the Korean conflict, and if we don't have that air dominance and air superiority, then obviously our troops on the ground become much more vulnerable.
That's one of the arguments made by the Air Force and supporters of the plane. American military operations are predicated on ruling the skies. Without that, U.S. troops could be attacked from the air, something that hasn't happened in more than 50 years. Press F-22 backers on what might conceivably threaten U.S. air superiority, and they point to advanced missiles and planes made by the Chinese and the Russians. There is another argument for the F-22. Again, Senator Chambliss of Georgia, the state where the plane is assembled.
It brings jobs, and it's jobs all across the country. It's not just jobs in my state, but it's jobs all across America, from one coast to the other.
One coast to the other is right. There are more than 1,000 contractors and subcontractors working on the F-22 in 44 states, a practice in defense contracting known as political engineering. Lockheed Martin is the lead contractor making the plane. Larry Lawson is the general manager of the F-22 program.
There's 25,000 jobs, direct jobs. These are folks who their full-time job is to show up and work on the F-22 program. And then there's another 70,000 jobs that are collaterally affected by the program. These are suppliers to our suppliers, people who provide support to factories.
Critics say those job numbers are inflated, but supporters have latched on to that number, 95,000 jobs at stake. Senator Chambliss sent a letter to the president signed by 44 senators urging continued production. More than 100 representatives have signed on to the effort as well. Ads have popped up across the web and in newspapers. There's also a website, preserveraptorjobs.com, which has a handy form letter you can email to the White House. So, with the country focused on the struggling economy and job losses, the argument that the U.S. shouldn't buy more F-22s may not fly. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Washington.